Welcome to the Light Podcast. My name is Amira and I am your host. I am a regular 20-something trying to figure life out. And one of the ways that I do that is by using this podcast as a way for me to reflect on my past, process my present, and plan for my future. I believe deeply in the power of storytelling, and I hope that my stories can inspire others to light up their own space, be the change they want to see in the world. If you enjoy the Light Podcast, I would really appreciate if you could share with a friend, rate and review, or if you want to just keep listening, that works for me too. But enough with the small talk, let's go ahead and hop into this week's episode of The Light. I'm officially ready to start the official month-to-month breakdown of our wedding planning process. But before I really got into the nitty-gritty, I thought that it was important to share the story of our proposal. Because if I had to think of a moment or a story that really just kind of defined who we are as a couple and our philosophy towards this wedding, I really feel like the proposal does that. And I, you know, y'all already know, I pretty much knew that the proposal was coming before it did. I pretty much knew the day, essentially, that it was going to happen, which is contrary to everything that I feel like we've been taught to believe. But even in all that, even in knowing, it was still, I think, a moment that was just for us. I think it was a moment that was true to who we are. And I think I was still freaking surprised, and I still didn't expect it, and it was still special and a story that I feel like I will hold on to for years. But relevant to this series, again, I think that it really just sets the tone. So I am talking to you right now in present day. It's December of 2022, but I actually recorded the content of this episode pretty much right after it happened. So we got engaged in August of 2021. September of 2021 is when I recorded this. So taking you back in time in 5, 4, 3, 2. It is September 23rd, 2021, and I am pleased to announce to you that I am a fiancé. Engaged officially. He proposed. It happened a little bit over a month ago, early August, and I'm super, super excited. I have so much that is on my heart to share with you, so much things that I am learning about life, about wedding planning, about all the things. But I figured I would cue you in a little bit into the story of how we got to the moment. You've heard I did a podcast episode a couple of weeks, actually, at this point, before I got engaged, knowing that it was coming. And I want to tell you a little bit about how it happened. So just to set up the scene for you, you may or may not know. So on my maternal side, my grandmother on my maternal side passed away when I was 9 years old. My paternal grandmother on my father's side passed away when I was 17 years old. And my maternal grandfather passed away when I was 26 years old, or 25 years old, last year, almost a year ago today. And I never met my paternal grandfather because he passed away long before I was ever even a thought. And so grandparents has been a big part of shaping me who I am. Their grieving of them, losing them, has also been a big part. But really more so in context of my maternal grandparents, it has been their legacy. It has been their story. If you only knew it, I don't have the time to get into all the weeds, but just know that they worked hard. They grew up in a time where, especially for Black folks, it was just hard to do and accomplish certain things. And despite all of those things, they were able to do it. And the end of this story, I would say, ended up with them purchasing a home cash. Built it from the ground, purchased it, cash, paid for in the 80s, I want to say. And that home is the home that I always know to be grandma and grandpa's house. That home is special. That is where we have family vacations. Over the last like 20 years or so, that's where we go see my grandfather. Like, that is a special place. And for them to have put all the work that they've put into it, there's a lot of history. It's on a road that they grew up on. It's surrounded by family. It's just a special, special, special place. And they left it for us. It is a legacy that my mother is going to be able to pass down to me. And hopefully we'll be able to keep it in the family and just keep it going. So just setting up the stage, it's a special place. It's a place that I've also haven't been to since my grandfather's funeral, literally like a year ago. Like I think to the days when like we were at the funeral a year ago. So I hadn't been, I've been wanting to go. They've been doing like some work on it, remodeling it, you know, getting it ready because no one is living there anymore since my grandfather passed. So all of that, just setting that up for you. So I've been also trying to get my now fiance to go with me there. Really prior to my grandfather passing, but COVID just didn't allow us to do that. And so, you know, he ended up passing, but I still wanted to go. And so we had planned it and planned it and planned it. And we decided to go this weekend in August once move-in was done and my craziness of just working in housing and residence life was done. So we go. And so I'm excited. And so long story short, this place that is so special to me is the place that I can always forever be able to say I got engaged. So we went there for a weekend. And long story short, I knew, as you all know, I've been pre-planning for a wedding, so I knew that an engagement was coming. So any moment that we do anything out of the ordinary or different from the schedule, my mind is always going, okay, well, how is this going to happen? I don't know how, and I can't even imagine how it would happen. And so long story short, we had a whole day. We went to the beach. We went to lunch. We were chilling. I was low-key. I got dirty at the beach, so I had came back, took a shower, put on a little raggedy shirt, some raggedy little shorts, and was chilling. I was like, okay, maybe the engagement is just not happening today. And then he asked, he made a big deal about getting like scratch-off tickets because in the last month leading up to it, that was a new hobby of his that we had to do together. Scratch-off tickets, we would win like $3, $5. And so he's doing this at the moment where I wanted to just sip a little bit of wine, eat my little Twizzlers on the porch like I do when I go to my grandpa's house. And I was like, why do we have to do this right now? Like, do we need to? Then I was more frustrated. So nagging even more about like, how much do you even pay for these tickets? You only get like $3, all of this, just talking, just going. And so we did like three or four scratch offs. We actually won a lot of money. We won $20. And so I was like, okay, we're actually winning a little bit. This is actually coming out to be a decent little activity that we're doing. And so we did like two or three. And then on the last one, you have to scratch off one side of it. It's like a two-part thing. One side, if you get like three little matching pictures, then on the next side, you'll get a prize when you scratch it off. So I did it, and I'm just talking junk. Just talking junk about the scratch off, just talking junk. And I scratch it off, end up getting excited because my things match, and I'm excited to scratch off the other side. And the other side was the question, will you marry me? And I felt foolish and stupid and dumb and pieced it all together. I said yes. He did a beautiful speech, intimate. And then I didn't realize there was a whole beautiful love song, like that it was perfect, that was playing in the background. Then he brought out a little cup. I love cups. That said, I said yes. And it was a beautiful moment. We cried a little bit, just took a minute to process the weight of it and the weight of where we were. We were in my grandparents' dining room, a place that I have sat thousands of times to eat with family, a place that was just really special. And so for him to do it there and to help usher in the new generation meant a lot better than anything I could have even come up with in my brain. And we took our little $20. We got redeemed our prize, went to get some Bojangles, watched a movie, chilled. And just, it was us. Didn't tell a soul until the next day. Nobody had any idea until the next day where I started to announce to family. And so that was the story of how I became a fiance. And it was perfect. It was perfect. If you had to think just the details of all of it, it was a lot of little details that went into that moment. Because as somebody who knew that it was coming, I didn't think in a million years that that was going to be the moment. And so it caught me completely off guard still with knowing that it was coming. So I figured I would share that story. I think it sets the premise for this series that I'm getting ready to embark upon when it comes to preparing. I think it's focused on wedding planning, but also just preparing to be married, like preparing for this new chapter. And it's been already a whirlwind. And so I'm excited to share it with you, but I wanted to start off with that story to just set the tone of what this wedding series is going to be. So let's get into it. Thank you again for listening to this episode. starting this week. So I am planning to release 2 episodes a week so that we can get through this wedding planning series a little bit quicker. So every Monday and Thursday, I'll be dropping episodes. So starting this Thursday, I will be releasing the episode essentially of 12 months away from the wedding day, everything that we did in that time period. So hope you enjoy it. If you do, feel free to rate, like, all of that, or just listen. That's totally fine. But I'll see you next time right here on The Light.